Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. Most of us like to have fun, I'm sure. And we all know that fun is good for us. But how about you? Do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? There may be times when you don't feel good, from a headache, say, or upset stomach, or just from general achiness. Well, believe me, that's the time when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend in need. Drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. This action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into liquid, a relief-giving liquid that's easy and natural for your system to absorb. And action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. That speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Now, let me see. I've got the back door locked, my purse and gloves, car keys. I guess I'm all set. Are you ready to go?
Just about. Don't you think I ought to go down to the basement, though, and kick that furnace one more time? It might just start this time.
Oh, give up, McGee. You've tried everything. Let's get out of this quick freeze and into a nice warm movie before my ears break off. You know, if we spend another hour in this house, they can stick a frozen food label on the both of us.
Okay, okay. I just thought maybe one more good hard kick in the thermostat might get that thing going. And
look now. We call the furnace man,
yeah.
And he's coming here about 5:30 on his way back to the shop. Let us just be grateful that he could squeeze us in at all today.
Ha, them guys. Boy, they sure are independent.
Well, they're busy this time of the year.
Yeah, but gee whiz, they wouldn't even give just a little bit of advice on the phone. Wouldn't have took 5 minutes. All I wanted to ask him was should the handle on the Framus be bent sideways when I rewired the clabber snatcher or vice versa. That's all I wanted to ask him.
Well, that's the man's business, McGee. He can't go around telling everybody how to fix it free. He'll starve.
Well, we're freezing. Which is worse, him starving or us freezing?
Well, if you'll get that overcoat and hat on so we can get started, we won't have to freeze. I phone the Bijou Theater, and a complete show runs 3 hours and 45 minutes with a guaranteed temperature of 70 degrees. And that's for me.
Okay, okay, I'm ready. Oh, this house sure stores up the cold air when that furnace is off. Open the door while I get my stocking cap pulled down good. And boy. Boy, that feels good. No kidding. And I'll bet it's 20 degrees warmer outside here.
I believe it is. Got your key, your door key?
Yep. Go ahead and lock it. I want to check the mailbox before I put my mittens on.
Anything in there?
A couple of coupons. Says 25 cents off on the new king-size package of Chuckle Oats, the breakfast cereal with XY9 added.
Oh, them again.
Hey, what's this XY9?
That's this year's name for astrocarbonium filtrate.
What's that?
The stuff that took the place of extra phosphocalcium flavor last year.
Oh.
If they'd try making the stuff out of just plain oats sometime, it might surprise them and be a big success.
Hey, here's a letter for me.
Oh, you can read it in the car. I'll drive. Let's just get down there.
From Chicago. Comes special delivery, too.
Special delivery?
Mm-hmm. From the Jeff Wade Advertising Agency, it says. Wacker Drive, Chicago.
My goodness, what can that be that's so important?
Let's see. It says, Dear Mr. McGee, we are sorry to inform you that your entry finished in 349th place in our client's nationwide contest held last July.
What?
Last July.
For that, they had to send it special delivery?
Oh, gee whiz, I'm getting closer, though, kiddo. I wonder what contest that was. I entered so many of them last summer, especially in July. It was too hot to do anything but sit in the shade and fill out contest
blanks. Oh, fine, fine. Better luck next time, McGee. Now, come on.
Hey, that's what it says here. Better luck next time, it says. However, for being among the top 350, we are sending you as a consolation prize one of our client's valuable products. Holy smoke, I'm getting something this time, Molly. Hey, I'm getting something. You hear that?
I'm glad. When I think of all the stamps and broken pencils...
Yeah, and listen, says our representative will be in your city on the date listed below to extend a warm personal handshake and deliver your prize. And the date is Monday the... Oh, my gosh, look! That's today!
Oh, no.
They're delivering my prize to me today. Boy, oh, boy, I wonder what the prize is.
Well, I'm not going back in that house, McGee. It's too cold.
Oh, but gee whiz, Molly, what if the guy comes while we're out? I mean, well, even if his office will forgive him for not extending me the warm personal handshake, where's he going to leave my prize? The Nelsons aren't home.
Oh, he can probably slip it under the door, put it in the mailbox. After all, it's just a consolation prize. Can't be much for 349th place.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm just wondering what it is.
But, McGee, it's too cold to go back
in there. My gosh, we can't take a chance on missing that guy, Molly. I know it's cold in there, so if you want to go on down to the movie, I'll understand. But I'm staying home.
Oh, all right. I'll go get some newspapers and matches, and you bring in some wood for the fireplace. But if this isn't the silliest thing I ever...
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
You mothers know how essential good nutrition is for a child to develop good teeth, strong bones, and a healthy body. But you may not know that you can't always depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins for good nutrition. That holds true for children and adults. And a shortage of vitamins is one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. So why not do as so many mothers do? Safeguard the vitamin health of your family by fortifying your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Low-cost, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are easy to take, too, and they include vitamin B12. The next time you're in the drugstore, pick up a package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Ah, there we are. Just look at that fire burn. What's so bad about this, Molly? Sitting in front of a nice warm fire, toasting our toes and just chatting pleasantly together. There's nothing like a nice, pleasant chat, huh? Gee whiz, Molly, if you're mad, say so. Say something.
I'm all right. I haven't complained, have I?
No.
Did I say that I mind sitting here huddled up, watching you build a fire with scrap lumber, instead of watching Gregory Peck build one with Audrey Hepburn? Did I say anything?
Well, no, but I...
Look, I'm not mad. Just cold. Hmm. And I wish that man with your consolation prize would get here, because I could use some consolation right now. We've been sitting here freezing for over an hour, and...
Hey, there goes the door. Maybe that's him now, maybe. Come in, friend.
Hiya, kids.
Hello, Doctor.
Oh, him.
Ah, that certainly was a cheery hello. Feels good to get a nice, warm greeting when the weather's so... That's strange. I'm in out of the wind. The door is shut. Why is my nose still cold?
Maybe you're a St. Bernard. You're sure built like one.
Now, McGee.
What's going on in here, Molly? How come you're both wearing your coats and mufflers? Don't tell me the furnace is out again.
Broken. Since 10 this morning. The furnace repairman can't get here till 5:30, so we're...
Well, great Scott, don't sit here and catch cold. Go over to my place, kids. Here, let me give you my key.
No, thanks, Doc.
Huh?
Thank you, Doctor, but, well, we were going down to a movie for the afternoon, a nice warm movie. But himself here got a letter.
Letter?
From an advertising agency, Doc, in Chicago. I won a prize in a contest way back last in July.
A contest? You finally won?
I don't think you could exactly say he won, Doctor. He finished 349th, according to the letter.
Yeah, but I'm getting a prize, though. A prize, kiddo. And that's winning.
The letter said their man will be here today to give McGee a warm personal handshake and a consolation prize, Doctor.
Yeah.
And himself won't leave the house till the man comes. Afraid he'll miss out.
On a consolation prize? Hardly seems worth freezing for, McGee. What could it be?
That's the line that started the trouble in the first place. If we only knew.
Yeah. And to make things worse, I can't even remember which contest it is, Doc. Is it the one where I wrote that surefire coffee slogan? Ours is a coffee you won't mind if you're a drip or a grind? Or is it the paste the right eyes and noses on the proper president's faces that I had to borrow that $5 bill from Kramer to see if Lincoln wore glasses contest?
Oh. Say, can you see, Doctor? Is that truck stopping at our house?
Truck?
Yeah, he does seem to be. Sure, he's pulling right into your driveway. General Automatic Climatizers, it says. Say, they make good heating units. Did you order one of those?
No, all we ordered was Joe's furnace service, and he's not coming. Hey, the contest.
Huh?
That's it. That's what it was. The GA climatizer contest.
What?
Yeah, just drop in on your local dealer and guess the number of GA climatizers manufactured last year. Boy, oh, boy, oh,
oh, heavenly days. It must be the man with the handshake. And, well, come in, come in.
Oh, wouldn't that be a break? Win a new heater while you're sitting
How do you do? Mr. McGee live here? Fibber McGee?
That's right. That's me.
Good. Mr. McGee.
Yeah?
Allow me to extend to you, one of our contest winners, a warm and friendly...
Yeah. Well, put her there, bud. Good. Now, we shook hands. Now, what about the prize?
Certainly. Okay, boys, bring it in.
Oh, my.
Step aside, Fatso. Let him through. Wow, look at the size of that thing. A little consolation prize, huh?
Well, good heavens, isn't that...
Yes. I was sure they were going to give him a box of matches or something. But that looks like a full-size...
It is. One of our new $100 units.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And just in time. Here, let me help you guys unwrap it so as we can get it set up. That's just what we need. The big automatic heater for emergencies like this one.
Heater?
Well, isn't this, it looks like that is...
What she's trying to say is, you're from General Automatic Climatizers, aren't you?
Sure, but we don't only make heaters, sir. Mr. McGee had a choice of two categories of prizes when he filled out our contest blank in July, and he chose our cool riser line.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. The weather was so dad-ratted hot and all I could think
so
of...
So, it gives me great pleasure, sir, to present you with our Model 45 filter fan cool riser with a built-in freezing unit.
Cooler.
No need to use ice cubes, as our old model did. Merely set this dial here for zero, or anywhere in the cold zone, plug it in, and, something wrong, folks? Nobody seems to be listening.
Stir up that fire, McGee, before I...
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Hey, Molly, where's that sparkling, super scintillating effervescent solution with the sodium acetyl salicylate stuff?
You mean the Alka-Seltzer?
You guessed it, kiddo. My head feels like it's on the business end of a pneumatic drill. I got the great granddaddy of all headaches. And the Alka-Seltzer bottle is as empty as it'll ever get.
Relax, dearie. I've got an extra package of Alka-Seltzer. You see, I remember that rule of Eleanor Engel's.
You mean when your tablets get down to four?
That's the time to buy some more, Fibber. Yes, Molly's way is the safest. An extra package on the side keeps a family well supplied. Well supplied with speedy Alka-Seltzer. First aid relief for a headache. Get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer at your drug counter today, won't you? Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
McGee, isn't that furnace man finished yet? He's been working steadily for almost 3 hours.
Yeah, he's all through. Just left. Took the whole thing apart and had to practically rebuild it.
Oh, dear, I hate to think of the bill we're going to get. 3 hours and all those new parts. Those furnace men are expensive.
This time, kiddo, it's not costing us a cent.
What? Not costing
us? Nope. I just gave him our new filter fan air conditioner and we called it a deal.
Oh? Well, easy come, easy go.
Yeah, that's what I say. Goodbye, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson played the delivery man, and Arthur Q. Bryan was Dr. Gamble. Well, tomorrow, Mr. McGee runs smack up into the electronic age with surprising results. This is John Wald reminding you to hear it. Bye.
Weekdays, follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.